Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 912 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming in from Wynn, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So if you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidate? Finding great talent can be very tough for your business. Thankfully, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates coming in within 24 hours, which is really cool. So here you go. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can get it for free. That's right. You can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free. You go to ziprecruiter.com/pat. Again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. Try it out for free, ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, now here's today's question from Wynn.
Hi, Pat. It's Wynn from Aspen. And my question to you is, what do you think the key to success is on a podcast? Was it be download numbers, or was it be featured interviews? And again, this is a win from Butterflies of Wisdom. Butterflies of Wisdom could be found in iTunes or any podcast catching app. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Wynn, thank you so much for the question today. It's interesting. This is actually a really great question. What do you think the key to success is on a podcast? I think the key to success is first to determine what success means to you. People create podcasts for many different reasons. Some people create it because they have a business already and they want to build a deeper relationship with their audience. Perhaps they are a coach of some kind, or hire out their work, or do some consulting of some kind. Well, a podcast is an amazing way to build a relationship with people and basically give them a taste of what they're going to get when they hire you. So if you're looking for more clients or customers, I mean, it's a fantastic way to go about that. And you can determine your success based on, for example, how many new customers you get, and how many of them say they came as a result of your podcast. So that's one way to go about it. Another way to go about it is in terms of, like you said, those download numbers. So you might have certain numbers that you want to reach. Now, I would hesitate to have just numbers alone be a goal. You want the numbers to be a part of a formula that leads to something that's really important for you and your business and a goal that you have. So numbers are one thing in terms of download numbers, right? It's really inspiring to see people all around the world following you and listening to your show and downloading your episodes and subscribing and such. But it's even more encouraging to see how many people, for example, who listen to the show come and join your email list. I think email is really essential. And again, yes, email subscribers, just like download numbers, is a number that shares that just somebody wants a little bit more information from you. It's when a transaction happens that things start to kind of fall into place. But an email is a transaction. People giving you their email for something. And there are many ways to collect email addresses from a show. You can have people come back to your website for show notes and subscribe there. You can have them join a community, or you can actually have them download a freebie of some kind that kind of relates to what it is that you do or a specific episode that you're creating. So those are some fantastic ways to grow your email list. And you can determine your success of a podcast for lead generation based on the number of emails you're collecting from your show. Now, I know a lot of people who've had much success with podcasting, not necessarily because of the download numbers or even the customers that they're getting as a result of it, but because, like you said, the featured interviews that they've had. They've become successful through the association of the people that they've had on their show. There's many examples of this. There's too many to list of people who have become experts as a result of getting experts on their show. You can also start to build a relationship with those experts. And a lot of times those relationships lead to friendships or other partnerships or other business opportunities that would never have been possible if you've never had that conversation with the person on the show. That's one of the benefits of starting a podcast, is it gives you an amazing platform and a place to give value back to somebody who's spending some time with you. So a person, an expert in your space or an influencer who is coming on your show to share some wisdom, to potentially talk about their new book and stuff, that's time that you're spending with them, talking to them, time that you wouldn't normally be able to get if you just simply ask them, hey, can I talk to you for an hour? No, but hey, you want to come on my show? I want to feature your work on my podcast and share you with my audience. Well, yeah, then that's a different conversation. So success for a podcast, it varies. It depends on what your goals are. Now, there is, of course, some of the more vanity things like, you know, rankings and stuff. Like if you became number one in your category, like that's pretty cool and pretty successful. But, you know, just like an Amazon book, like what does that really mean? And, you know, people are gaming the system nowadays. And so it's not about that. It's about the end results that matter to you. That's what success is for a podcast. Now, I will say that if you want to start a podcast, actually, this is a great week to feature the show, which was not unintentional, just so you know, or this episode, not unintentional to select this question. So I'm just being honest there. Power Up Podcasting just opened up this week, a course that I just created and opened up to the public for the first time, where I hold your hand through the process of actually how to create your podcast, but not just how to create your podcast, how to deal with the tech, how to know what you're going to talk about, all those kinds of things. We go over techniques on best practices on how to use your equipment and all that stuff. All that stuff's in there, of course. Like, that's the baseline stuff. But what I feel like is unique about Power Up Podcasting is it puts my expertise of launching and marketing and getting it in front of people into it as well. And that's where I feel it differs from many other of those podcasting courses that may be out there already, which are great. I've seen them, and I know a number of people who have found success with them as well. But I know a lot of people, and this was by request, actually, that this course was created. I know a lot of people prefer the Pat Flynn way of teaching, and this course will help you launch a podcast. That is its goal. If it doesn't do that, you will get your money back. So thank you so much for allowing me to share that here. Wynn, thank you so much for your question as well. I can't wait to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. Now, I will say that I don't have your email address. It didn't come in with your question. So if you wanted to send me a personal email, Wynn, pat@smartpassiveincome.com, we can get you that shirt if you are listening to this. And again, thank you for your question. And hopefully this has been helpful for people. Also, if you have a question like Wynn's that you want to ask on the show and you want to get featured potentially, all you have to do is go to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Charles Schulz. And that is, what's the good of living if you don't try a few things? And like I said, if you want to try a podcast, powerupodcasting.com. You can also sign up for a 2-day workshop too if you want. If you're not into courses and you'd much rather just fly to San Diego, hang out with me for a couple days and a few other people who are at the beginning stages of their podcast life, you'll see information about the workshop there as well. So again, powerupodcasting.com. Check it out. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.